This is Senator Bob Dole. Senate Democrats promised some hot new ideas, but it looks like all they've got is warmed over hash. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last year Democrats promised voters new policies, but it looks like the voters ended up with no policy at all. Your candidates said they could reduce the deficits, sell more goods abroad, save the farm economy, clean up the environment, you name it. So what do you do now that the Democrats run the Senate? You start fudging on the deficit, you open partisan witch hunts in the Judiciary Committee, you dredge up last year's pork barrel sewer bill so you can declare a victory, and you give the back of the hand to any new Reagan initiative, unless it's one you can grab, like catastrophic health insurance. Ted, Democrats may have won in November, but you didn't get a national mandate just to duck the issues.
That's sour grapes, Bob. No one thinks Democrats are ducking issues. That's not our bag. In fact, we're off to a fast start in the new Congress, and with good reason. After 6 years of retreat under other management, there's more than enough to do. The minimum wage ought to be raised, Bob, and raised right away. It's lost over 20% of its purchasing power since 1980, and it's not even high enough today to keep full-time workers out of poverty. With your dismal record on the deficit, Bob, you shouldn't be talking in public places about economics. I'm for Graham Rudman, because we do have to balance the budget. But let's cut funds for Star Wars, MX missiles, and Contras in Nicaragua, not jobs and health and education. The Senate is moving in the right direction at last, Bob. We've got our priorities straight, and we're making up for lost time. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Reagan administration's latest retreat on civil rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.